This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Supreme Court is temporarily preventing the U.S. House of Representatives from obtaining a secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The court's order keeps previously undisclosed details from the investigation of Russian interference in a 2016 election out of the hands of Democratic lawmakers at least until early summer. The administration now has until June 1st to formally appeal that ruling. If the justices decide to hear the case, a final ruling may not come until after the November 3rd presidential election. If they don't hear the appeal, the materials would then need to be handed over. More than 328,000 people around the globe have died from COVID-19, and a new milestone of approximately 5 million infections has been reached. In the United States, there are more than 93,000 deaths, while the number of infections is well above 1.5 million. A federal watchdog agency says about 40% of nursing homes inspected in the past 2 years were cited for infection control problems. The Government Accountability Office finds that before COVID-19 killed thousands of nursing home residents, many nursing homes had persistent problems with infection control and prevention. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which oversees nursing homes, plans to name a commission to examine the coronavirus outbreak in nursing homes and make recommendations from there. A Democratic senator says that there's a need for big changes in how nursing homes care for seniors. And again, more than 328,000 people around the globe have now died from COVID-19, with approximately 5 million infections reached. This is VOA News. The White House has issued a broad-scale attack.